Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And Jan, it is Thanksgiving weekend.
I know, I'm full. I'm still full. I always eat too much, but I love Thanksgiving and I love having family in. And heaven knows we have a lot to be thankful for. So yeah, it's a good time. It's
absolutely. I know we just passed Black Friday and today is Small Business Saturday. So if you're out and about today, we hope that you're out there supporting maybe some local vendors and some local businesses. Exactly. And I think that also relays into some local gardening centers and nurseries that are out. Mm-hmm. And we thought that to kick off the holiday season, that we would share some of our favorite holiday plants in no particular order, what to look for when you're buying them, and then also how to care for them so that you can extend that season throughout
January. Exactly. And add to your collection.
Right, exactly. We'll have a separate gardening, holiday gifts for gardeners, right? That'll Absolutely. Be on a future show. So stay tuned for that. Today, we're going to focus on buying your plants because I think people are out there and they're just buying stuff and I don't know what's out there. I don't know what else is going to be left by the time you get up there. So.
And I think that, you know, we've all been locked up in our houses. We've been in quarantine and we didn't get to have Christmas as we know it last year. So everybody's excited about that. And we certainly must still continue to stay safe. But what a wonderful thing it is to start to be able to get back in touch with each other. And, you know, maybe that makes you getting together with your gardening friends and going out to see what's out there. There's all sorts of great, I noticed a bunch of house plants, but, you know, it's poinsettia time. They're beautiful and they last the whole Christmas season. And there are people that are brave enough, I'm not one of them, to continue to keep them after the holidays because, you know, you have to give them a certain amount of darkness. So I stick them in the closet. And then 4 weeks later, I thought, oops, I put a poinsettia in the closet. Now it was surely dead. But, you know, you can still enjoy those for the holidays.
And a lot of those come in very decorative foil sleeves. And then they also come in also packaged in maybe a clear sleeve as well.
And so they make great gifts, you know, if you're going to go to somebody's for Christmas and you want to bring them a little housewarming gift or whatever, that's a nice thing to do.
And one thing also to extend that is to be able to look at and remove that outer foil covering when you do water that. You don't want to, a lot of these poinsettias and a lot of these houseplants are prone to root rot. And they sit for too long in the water. So we want to make sure you take off that decorative sleeve so you can thoroughly water that. And then, you know, let it drain completely and then put that decorative sleeve back on. And that's going to help you really extend that life. You want to make sure that you don't also keep them in a too drafty area. Keep them away from doors and windows, but then also keep them away directly from the direct registers from your front
door.
Heater too, because they're also going to be prone to drying out. They're kind of subjected to that really hot and warm and dry air.
It makes a difference. And there's, you know, there again, you have to know your plant and what their water requirements are. Yeah. Another really popular plant this time of the year is called the Christmas cactus. They bloom at different times. Some bloom around Thanksgiving. The one that we all know the best is the Christmas cactus, and they last for years and years and years with proper care. And then come Easter, there's another cactus that's out there that's in the same family, and they're all really great. But back to what you were saying about watering them, the Christmas cactus are a cactus, and all cactus are succulents. And we all know that we've had to listen to Jan long enough about succulents, that you don't want to overwater them. Err on the side of caution, and they will tell you when they want to drink, but they're beautiful, and they let the blossoms last quite a while, and they're pretty plants afterwards too. So
they're naturally cascading.
Yes.
So I think it's another great little design element, and they're super festive as well. So they're really,
you
really
can, you know, put them on a red plate or whatever and really dress them up for Christmas. And then take it away and use something else, a plant saucer some time for the rest of, you know, something along those lines for the rest of the year. And I remember the first time I was introduced to them, I remember getting on the internet and going through and looking at pictures And there was a picture that a woman had that was like 35 years old. This thing was humongous, but she had taken really good care of it over the years and, you know, give it fertilizer at about half strength. But they really, they're a lot of fun to have. And if you take care of them and watch them carefully, you'll have them last for a long time.
Can we pass those down around to generations beyond us? And then there's some gifts.
Yeah, all of these.
Invest now, and then you'll be able to pass along the Christmas cactus down your family tree.
Right, and you can propagate them from cuttings as well. But you know, one of the things I was thinking about too, Denise, is I guess maybe because my family is gone and, you know, I don't always decorate the way I used to, or if we're going to be gone, I'm not going to go to quite as much effort. So there's things that you can buy, plants that you can buy to still have a Christmas tree of sorts. Yeah. The Norfolk pine is a delightful plant. Do not buy the one with glitter on it. It's a plant. It does not need all of that sticky glitter on it because it's going to harm the plant. But you can decorate them if you want, you know, during the Christmas holidays with little bitty lights and ornaments, if you like. And another one is the rosemary plant.
Absolutely. And then
when you're done, take that rosemary out, or, you know, if you're fixing Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving leftovers, go in and clip some rosemary to season the turkey.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, I couldn't agree more. That Norfolk Island pine is great. I've seen a lot in the garden centers this season. No glitter, but they have attached some ornaments. So ornaments are okay. Lights are okay. They're going to be a house plant. So you plan for the long term for those guys. And I've seen a really cute way to deter any indoor cats or dogs from getting to them is to mulch it with pine cones.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then that way the little indoor pets are not too curious about that. And yeah, I had a Norfolk Island pine one year when we were moving and we still wanted to be festive, and it was a great tabletop Christmas tree, if you ask me. And that rosemary, definitely, you're talking about. The shearing, the way they do that in that triangle.
Yeah, that shape.
Yeah. Probably it's going to get a little woody, you know, when it starts growing mm-hmm. out a little bit. But gosh, it serves double duty. It's also a great culinary herb.
It is. And it's pretty bulletproof. I mean, if you plant it outside, they get huge. And then they get their real pretty little purple blossom on them. And so that's, you know, that's a multi-purpose gift, multi-purpose plant, and they smell absolutely wonderful. So you can't go wrong with those. And I love giving and getting amaryllis bulbs.
Hint to anybody that's listening that wants to give Jan a Christmas gift, amaryllis bulb. Tell me about that. Tell me.
Well, it's the thing that's so fun to me about them, and you can get them anywhere. You can get them at the grocery stores. You can get them at big box stores and Walmart and Target and everywhere you go. And they come in a red pot, and it gives you the soil. And then there's this big, huge bulb, and you're going, yeah, right. This is going to turn into something beautiful. Well, you dampen that core soil, that coconut core. It puffs up right away. You put that bulb in there and, you know, leave the room and come back, and it has started to grow. And they get, one of our master gardeners actually did a presentation last week, and she had an amaryllis bulb that she had nursed along, and it was as tall as her husband, not the bulb, but the amaryllis itself. The great part about it is once they do, they're spent and the blossoms are gone, take that bulb outside and plant it in your garden, and they will bloom again in the spring. I've had really good luck with that. So amaryllis, and it's a real inexpensive. They run between probably $5 to $10 a piece. And so there again, if you're going to somebody's house for a Christmas party, or when you want to take a little something, that's a great gift. And they do well in the windowsill of your kitchen and under a little bit of artificial light, and they grow really quickly. So that's a fun plant to do as well.
I've seen them out in the airport property. There's some amaryllis.
Oh, really?
And then, and the new landscaping they just put in. So short-term parking is where I saw them. So keep an eye out for those. But yeah, I understand they do great in the garden. I tend to use those as a disposable plant, but good for you. I love your...
I'm getting you an amaryllis for Christmas, and
I'll keep it forever. I'll keep it forever. And there's another bulb that you can purchase, and you can force just as easily. And by forcing just means initiating the growth of that are going to be the paper whites. But you know what? Sometimes the smell.
I'm not fond of the smell, but I love the plant.
I do too. I really do. And I think the great thing about the paper whites and what I've done in past years is bought a bundle of the bulbs themselves. And then you can head out over to the dollar stores and purchase some clear glass vases that they have and then some decorative like polished stones or something and lay the bulbs on top. It's a great little do-it-yourself kit. It's a great thing to start if you, like you said, if you're saying taking that in as a hostess gift or just something to decorate. They're really fun to see and watch, and they grow overnight.
Well, and that's, you know, of course, as gardeners, we're a little bit addicted to all of those kinds of things and the fascination of it all. And with a lot of these plants, the different cultivars that they're delivering or that they're developing. I mean, we see poinsettias in all different colors and variegations and so forth. And so I noticed last year with my amaryllis, I bought one in San Antonio and I guess it was 2 years ago, and it's pink and white and it's almost like a stripe, and they're just, you know, it's not just red anymore, just like the poinsettia is the same way. And what about cyclamen, Denise? Those are sweet little plants as well.
Those are really sweet. They're a little dainty. Yeah. You know, if you kind of look at them, the blooms are quite dainty. They don't like to be overwatered. That's for sure. We don't want to leave water to sit on the round shape.
Saucer.
Mm-hmm. There are on the leaves themselves as well. A lot of different hues of maybe pale pink all the way into like neon pink almost at least, but also a great little desktop plant as well. But those are really great winter plants to be able to get folks in there. And I think that even if you're not too proficient or secure about getting any kind of holiday plant as well, get yourself any kind of house plant that are out there and stick it into a decorative planter or put in a pick of something that looks festive. And you can certainly add that whimsy to your indoor holiday decor.
And there's a lot of them out there right now. I know I was out the other day and I saw those fiddleleaf figs. They're huge and they, you know, take up a corner of your house, but they fascinate me.
Yeah.
And that's something that interests me as well. And one of the tips I wanted to share with people when we're talking about watering, if you're not sure, put a pencil in that pot. If you pull it out and it's got soil on it, it doesn't need any water. If it's dry, give it a drink.
Absolutely. Great. Well, I think we've covered a lot of our favorite holiday plants and maybe some ways to be able to keep them blooming and healthy throughout the entire season. Absolutely. Wow. We went through a lot. And we also want to thank before we leave, Valeria Abedvarez for engineering and producing our show today. We sure hope that you enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, and we'll be back next week. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.
Local support for the production of Good to Grow on KTEP comes from the estate of Maxie Templeton.